It was 50 years ago today.
What we know at the moment is that Senator Robert Kennedy was shot at his headquarters at the Ambassador Hotel.
The next day, and only weeks after the assassination of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy died of those gunshot wounds. He'd just made a victory speech following a win in the California primary.
We are a great country and a selfish country and a compassionate country, and I intend to make that my basis for running.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Moments later, chaos.
Somebody shot Robert. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb.
Reporter Andrew West was there as witnesses struggled to get the gun away from assassin Sirhan Sirhan.
The senator is on the ground. He's bleeding profusely. From apparently, clear back. Apparently the senator has been shot.
And now over the last week or so, Senator Kennedy's son is calling for a new investigation. Robert Kennedy Jr. visited Sirhan Sirhan, the man imprisoned for the murder, and now believes him to be falsely accused. CBS News correspondent Michelle Miller says new evidence could potentially back up that theory.
Sirhan was standing in front of Kennedy at the time of the shooting, but an autopsy report found that Kennedy was shot at point-blank range from behind. It reportedly shows as many as 13 shots were fired, but Sirhan's gun only held 8 bullets.
As a New York senator, Bobby Kennedy spent plenty of time in Buffalo. You can read more about that on the Steve on Weck blog. With another Buffalo story on the Steve on Weck blog, I'm Steve Cishon for BuffaloStories.com and Timeless Favorites, Buffalo's very own. WECK.